Yo, today's QOD is do battle with your enemies. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We got Jim Rohn back on the show. You know, yesterday, Les Brown at the end of the clip was talking about Murphy's Law and how when you start to move in the direction of your dreams, all hell will break loose because it does. Obstacles will just pop up. And today, Jim is talking about a different kind of obstacle. He's talking about some inner enemies that we have to contend with as we move in the direction of our dreams. Indecision, doubt, and worry. He's going to talk about what to do with those when they come up so you can continue moving to where you want to go. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Number three. In the summer, learn to nourish and protect. We've got some major challenges now come summertime. One is to nourish our values, take care of them, feed them. Don't let them go hungry. Don't let them go wanting in nourishment and care. And then here's something else we've got to do in the summer. Defend ourselves against the enemies. Summertime is a unique time. It's a time of opportunity. It's also a time of challenge. But what else is new? It's what life is called. The last 6,500 years reads like this: opportunity mixed with difficulty, opportunity mixed with challenge. We've got a chance to grow like never before, but I'm telling you, there's going to be many enemies that's going to try to prevent us. As soon as you plant the garden, the busy bugs and the noxious weeds are out to take it, and you've got to learn not only to nourish your values, you've got to learn to do battle with your enemies. Whatever threatens you, I'm asking you to threaten it back. Take care of your responsibility, but don't take anything off of anybody. Somebody wants to destroy your chances for a good future by their negative talk, negative thinking, putting it all down. I'm telling you, walk away if you have to, walk away. Whatever threatens you, threaten it back. Whatever threatens your opportunity, threaten it back. Now, some of our enemies are on the outside. But here's the most important thing to understand. Some of our enemies are on the inside. Let me give you a quick list. Indifference. You got to do battle with your own indifference. Boy, it's easy to coast, especially if you've accomplished something, you know, extraordinary. Now, somebody says, I got to relax. Here's the key. Not too long. The weeds will take all you plant if you rest too long. Don't rest too long. Indecision. You got to make those decisions. The ones that don't turn out to be good gives you experience to make better decisions. Don't let much time go by without making some decisions. The ones that you can make quickly, make them quickly. The ones that take time, take your time. But get those decisions made. Don't let indecision be an enemy, rob you of the future, empty your bank account, leave you with zero in the purse. Don't let that happen. The next one is doubt. Sure, there's doubts on the outside. People doubt that America's going to make it. People doubt that Europe's going to make it. People doubt that Russia's going to make it, that Poland's going to make it, that Czechoslovakia's going to make it. They doubt the whole world is going to make it. But I'm asking you not to pick up all those doubts. I'm asking you to have some faith, have some courage, believe, drive your doubts into a small corner. Don't let them loose like a mad dog drive you into a small corner. Don't doubt the future. Don't doubt the possibilities. Don't doubt the extraordinary gifts that your distributors bring to your organization. Don't doubt that. And here's the most important one of all. Don't doubt yourself. If I've got miracle working power to change my life, so do you. If I've got the ability to change, so do you. If I've got the ability to read, so do you. If I can discover, so can you. If I can grow, you can grow. If I can develop, you can develop. If I can get an invitation like I got 6 years ago, help take something around the world, so can you. If I can stand on this platform, Idaho farm boy raising obscurity, so can you. If the millionaire team can do it, president's team can do it, walk off with the diamonds, the trophies, so can you. I'm asking you, don't sell yourself short. We haven't sold you short. That's why Mark, Larry, and Dr. Katzen and I have decided to invest a big share of our life these 4 days in being with all of you. If we didn't think you were worth it, we wouldn't have showed up. We don't need to conduct another meeting. We don't need to walk on another stage. We don't need to get up early like we get up. Don't need it, except for the challenge and the opportunity to invest in this many people's lives who wouldn't get up early, to have a chance to work miracles and invest in this many people's lives and help turn the world upside down for better nutrition called Herbal Life. Here's the next one, worry. I'm asking you to drive worry into a small corner. You gotta worry some. All this negative stuff serves some purpose, but the key is for you to be the master, not the servant. If it's 2 o'clock in the morning and your daughter's not home yet, best you worry. In New York City, if you step off the curb and one of those yellow taxis is coming, best you worry. But here's what I'm asking you to do. You be the master of worry. Drive it into a small corner. Don't let it loose. And I'm asking you to go home with some new faith and some new courage. I'm asking you, don't worry. Drive it into a small corner. We've all got concerns, and sometimes we all wonder, and sometimes there's a little crack of doubt. We worry a little, but I'm telling you, drive it into a small corner. Drive your worries into a small corner. I promise you, from this platform, the dedication of the executives that you've seen and the president's team members and the people that have walked off with 1 through 10. I'm telling you, we're all dedicated to help this Herbalife future that includes all of you be the most spectacular thing that's happened in the 90s. I promise you not to worry because you're in good hands. You're in good hands.
That was Jim Rohn. His website is jimrohn.com. You can watch today's entire talk on the YouTube. It is called Jim Rohn Get Serious Icons Global Network LLC. Hey, I got a quick request for you, if you don't mind. You know, every once in a while, I ask you to leave a rating and or review for this show on Apple Podcast or SoundCloud or the various players out there. We got about 2,400 ratings on Apple Podcast right now. I would love, like by the end of this month, to get that up to like 10,000. There are 30,000 people who listen to each and every episode of this podcast, and it literally takes like 2 seconds just to press, you know, 4 stars, 5 stars, whatever you want. That would just be amazing if right now you just looked at your app, boom, hit the 5 stars or the 4 stars, whatever you think, you know, the show is worthy of. That would be fantastic. It really, really helps the show, helps to move us up the chart so more people get exposed to this show and our speakers. Really appreciate it. Super grateful. Have an amazing day. I'm out. Peace.